once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome on this beautiful Wednesday evening, September 2nd,
3rd.
And you know what, Neil? It's so cool to see a whole bunch of cars parked on the street. You know, I know that both Polanco and Brick Street are busier now than they've been in a long time. There's a lot of cars uptown.
That's good.
That's a great thing. Fantastic to have.
Sometimes there's cars uptown because there's something big going on at the library, but they had that during the day today, I think.
Yep.
Book club.
So, we welcome in the studio a couple of representatives from Party with a Purpose. Mr. Ted and Jim Heitbrink.
Hello, guys.
Hey, how are you doing, Jack?
Doing, Jack.
I welcome you back. Ted, I know you were here. Jim, were you here too?
Yeah.
And we, you know what? I should probably
retire and let Bill take
them. Reintroduce probably the greatest radio mind since Gary Burbank.
Rocker.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bill Stogler joins us in studio. Hello, William.
How you doing, Jack?
Yep. Very good, buddy.
He's on to announce the resurgence of Breakfast with Bill.
It said it was 78 degrees when it came on. It ain't 78.
Not in here. It's 71.
It ain't 78 outside. Huh?
Okay.
Just saying.
Was it cooler?
I don't think it's.
Well, you don't know where cooler. The guys.
Might have been 77.
77.
Yeah.
Pretty classy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Real nice.
Yeah.
So, Jim and Ted, I know you guys have been working your tails off for probably about the last 11 months, because you probably take a month off when it's over to recoup. But let's talk about the basics of Party with a Purpose. When, where, what time?
So, Party with the Purpose is, it starts September 11th. We have our Cosmic Bingo out at the one and only Rossburg Acres.
One and only.
And then that is pre-sale only. And then for them tickets, and that's sold out. But you can still come out and have a good time. We got Midlife Groove Band playing down at the down by the beach, and
is that the Tiki, or are you going to be outside the Tiki?
It'll be down in the Berg Bar down by the beach, and we'll have some just football on, some live music, and everybody's just going to hang out and get ready for the rest of the weekend. So then Friday and Saturday. Friday activities kick in the evening. Saturday is pretty much an all-day event. All right there at Rossburg Acres. Fantastic. You do not have to be camping to come out and join us.
Fantastic. So let's talk about the history of this, because, you know, some people may not recognize the Party with the Purpose, but that's not how this originally started out, correct?
That is correct. It used to be called the Kara Seifring Memorial Campout, and this all started in 2008. The Seifring family put a fundraiser together to help out their niece, Kara, who was fighting cancer at the time. She lost her fight, and to help remember her or honor her, they kept the benefit going, and it just kept growing and growing to where we are now. And when Kara would have been 18, that's when the group that was running to Kara decided it's time to move on. And me and my wife, Stacy, were on the Kara committee towards the end, and we didn't want to see what we had going go away. So we formed new committee and came up with a fun name of Party with a Purpose, because we all like to party, and we got one hell of a purpose.
And that was a good party.
So that's kind of where our beginnings came from. And like I said, I feel like we've stayed pretty true to everything the CARA committee was doing. We've just kind of put our own PWOP spin on it.
Yeah. So over the years, and I don't know whether you guys have this number or not. So it started in 2008. So we're looking at 17 years. This is 17th or 18th year, right?
The CARA would have been 18 years.
Yeah.
Money wise, with that, I want to think that was pushing right around 350, but don't quote me on that. I know in the beginning it was pretty slow start on
sure.
making the money, but
it was slow. But at that time we thought, holy cow,
right?
You know what I mean? It was slow comparable with what they're making.
What we're doing now.
But at that time, you know, it was just a small group. It was family and friends when it started out.
And I'm guessing the first year or two, it was kind of the campers and the families.
Yeah,
all got.
I remember one of the first years they had a video of CARA.
Yep.
And there was probably 50, 75 people sitting around, you know, and they showed a video on the screen, and you know, and you think about where it's come now, you know, and we thought that was neater than hell back then, you know.
Yeah.
We had probably, I don't know, we probably had 60 or 70 campers at the time.
Yeah.
I thought, holy cow, this is a great turnout.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now these guys have turned into something special.
We pack campers in wherever Bill says we can put them.
Absolutely.
Bring your generators.
Yeah. And
pontoons on the pond.
When he says you can't.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't ever say we can't.
No, then we ask Bert.
Yeah.
So, well, I tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break and talk about where this money goes. So we party with a purpose, so we're going to find out what that purpose is right after this.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Brick Street Tavern serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their weekday lunch menu changes throughout the week and includes homemade pies and soups. On the weekends, they offer evening steak and chicken dinners. And catering services are also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888.
We thank Brick Street Tavern for supporting the Tribe 107.3. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family-owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com. Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BVI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will travel up to Rockford to take on the Parkway Panthers in an MAC contest, and the varsity match will be on both Hometown Huddle stations, the Tribe WFRC and Fort Recovery Radio. Friday, it will be football at Coldwater, and we'll bring you all the action live on the Hometown Huddle stations with Darian Sheffert, Troy Homan, and Reese Guggenbiller. The Wayne IGA pregame show will start at 6:40. Get out to these games if you can to help cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get to all the games in person, you can always listen live on the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe WFRC-FM, and FortRecoveryRadio.com, the home of the Indians.
We're back. Insight. talking to Jim and Ted Heitbrink and Brother Bill, and we're talking about the Party with a Purpose coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend. And we, you talked about the money that you guys raise since it's changed to a Party with a Purpose. So what's your goal with that money?
So our goal with the money is to help families with that are struggling financially, that with outstanding medical needs, and, you know, and it can be anything from a, you know, somebody battling cancer, somebody with, you know, organ transplant, something coming up. It could be somebody just had a really horrible car accident, and, you know, somebody laid up, family can't work because they're have to care for somebody that's in need, or their extended hospital stays. I mean, there's so many things that happen anymore, and it's just you hear these horrible stories, and it's like, you know, how can we reach out? How can we help? And how can we make, You know, take some of that burden off these families.
Sure. So, do you have a general vicinity? Like, do you try to concentrate it in, you know, Dark and Mercer County?
We try to keep it in the local areas. So we're in the, you know, Dark, Mercer, into Auglaize County a little bit. Sometimes, we also reach into, like, you know, Portland, Union sure. City, you know, get into Indiana a little bit. But really in these local communities, helping, we're asking local families to help us, support us, and put us together. And we want them to know that this is going to help these families directly and not to some big corporate machine where, yeah. $1 out of 20 goes to the actual need. Yeah. So, 100% of what we do goes out. We have no overhead. Every dollar we raise, we give to these families to help.
Fantastic.
So like when it's kind of like the gala, it used to be to where they would designate families before the gala.
Yep.
And not all the money went to the families, but they would designate those families that are in need at that yep. time. And we all know that there's always families in need. And then since the new group took over, they of course they're making more money, and they just after the fact go out there and they have an idea of
we take in nominations, and we might as well touch on that quick.
Yeah.
We now got a website, and
to TriStar Students.
Yes, thanks to TriStar Students.
That
it's
is
pretty
fantastic,
awesome
too.
Resource yeah. and to have them be able to help us build that website. But you can nominate a family member or a friend or whoever, somebody that you feel is in need. You can go on our website and fill out the nomination form. And from there, us as a committee look at it, try to determine. We may reach out to that person, what the need may all be.
Yep.
And then we keep that internal to our group.
Yep.
Jack, you walk up to me and say, "Who'd you help out last year?" I'm going to look at you like, "What do you mean?"
Yep.
Because we do not broadcast that, because we're a proud community. We're
sure.
A lot of us would have a hard time accepting a donation like that. Now, there we have some testimonials. We do have some people that have reached out and publicly and thanked us for their help. Now, that is awesome. We love sure. that, because it just shows people what we are doing.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to be known, you're not known.
Fantastic. And so we talked about, well, I tell you what, let's talk about the website. So if anybody has a family that they would like to nominate, what is the website and how do they go about it?
The website's www.rosbergacrespwap.com. And at the very top, it just says nominate.
Yep.
And it takes you to a link to fill out your name, email, and phone number, and then just tell us the story. What's the need? What's going on? And then so we can reach back to you if we have questions and comments.
Sure.
And, what we would like to do, just trying to make sure we can get in contact with that we can send funds or if it's, one thing we do a lot, we come January, sometimes we find out where they live, we go to the courthouse, and we write their property taxes.
Yeah.
And we just send a letter to the family and say, "Hey, don't worry about it. I know this is a stressful time. You got a lot going on. We're just going to take care of your property tax, and you don't have to worry about this year." So, just running the website makes it real easy to just put it in, and it sends us an email with, all the details.
Yeah.
The other way that people do reach out. They send us message on Facebook Messenger place because we do got a real active Facebook page. That or we just get people that know we're on the committee and just, I had one today. Somebody text me, hey, I heard about this. Just keep them in your thoughts.
Yeah.
And if you can help them.
Anything you can do. Then,
yeah. So yeah. You know, we'll bring that up at our next meeting, probably after the benefit and that. Or if you're out at the benefit, we got Bucket. Fill out a nomination form and drop it in.
Fantastic. And, you know, just from being on that you know, website, it is a great website because it gives a history of where you guys came from and what you do. It lists the various events. If you want to volunteer, there's a place where you volunteer. So it's a fantastic website.
Yeah, it's definitely a work in progress. We just got our hands on it a couple months ago. Yeah. Where now we're in control and trying to put our little extra touches on it, but we're really glad to have it and very appreciative TriStar students to take the time to build that for us.
Yeah. And, you know, what a great opportunity for them to, you know, not only learn how to develop a, you know, website like that, but then to also learn how to give back too. And that's tremendously valuable.
Yeah, and if you look on our Facebook page, there's a lot of new cartoon character looking things we've been sharing. That was also done. One of the students just fell in love with our Sasquatch, so she went and started creating all these fun little graphics. So we've been sharing them too.
Fantastic. So let's talk about the upcoming weekend. Okay. So you gave a general rundown of what the schedule of events. Now let's go into a little bit of detail.
Yeah. So Thursday night, we do start out with our Cosmic Bingo. It's been run by Connie Stockler, and it's been a wonderful event. I mean, I don't even know if I know the number anymore, what they've helped generate, raise for our group. But it's a pre-sale event. I think it sold out in about 2 days. I mean, it sold out like right away.
That tells you kind of how much fun they have.
They have a blast. They're just playing games and having an awesome time.
I don't know about the bingo caller though. That might be the
only
part.
He's a little shaky.
he's shaky.
He's easy to understand early in the night. I know that for sure.
And the quality of the jokes, you know, probably decreases as the night goes.
I'm going to guess they probably increase.
That's possible.
The jokes might not be funny, but the presentation
there's
is
more.
Funny.
There's more of them later on. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah. Connie and her group, they've been running it since the Cara days. I don't know exactly what year they started, but it's an amazing addition that we definitely did not want to lose on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
Well, and then after that, we have live music. Riley Kramer and Nate Henry, and they call themselves Midlife Group Party, and they throw music on when bingo ends. Everybody kind of migrates down. We're watching football, hanging out, dance. Really, just a dance party to kind of just get the weekend kicked off.
So, what kind of music does Riley sing?
Anything Riley wants.
Is that right?
Riley's got a hell of a voice. A hell of a voice.
I think there was one night we listened to him sing the Ave Maria about midnight.
Yeah. Fun stuff.
And then that rolls us into, you know, Friday. And Friday, really, we have it as our casino night. You know, we start out the night with a, you know, a soup supper with a free will donation. And then we have something, and this is a lot of fun for a lot of our people who donate. We created, it's kind of like the Price is Right punch board, where you just got to, you know, you reach in and you punch through a hole to, you know, grab out your prize. And we have a lot of people donate kids' toys. So we call it our kids' punch.
Oh, cool.
And they come out, you know, they can punch a hole and then, you know, just get a toy. And it's we've got hundreds of them just sitting up there, and they can just pick a toy and go move on. It's a great opportunity. Great thing. And a lot of people love to donate toys to that. And then we have Bob's Card Bingo. It's a card game that they play, where they, you know, there's a $10 entry to get in and play a, you know, a card game. And then we, you know, through the night we're doing horse races, blackjack, and DJ playing. So it's just a lot of fun to just hang out and just, you know, play some games and just enjoy the night.
So where do all the workers come from? I mean, because just the stuff that you mentioned, I mean, these all take people. Where, you know, where do you get all these people at?
So a lot of them are permanent campers. So like our blackjack dealers, most of them are just people volunteering from the campground or people working the kids punch. It's another group that just, hey, we'll work a couple shifts. And us, our committee members, we kind of sit back and just tend the raffle buckets and are there if somebody's having problems or lining up silent auction items. You know, that all starts on Friday night. Silent auction opens up, and we're just making sure that's all trying to go as smooth as possible.
Yeah. It might be a little bit more than that for the committee members.
Yeah.
Like you can imagine. So every event, every day, you know, there's something different going on in the building, out in the tent. So everything's got to be changed, you know. So these guys and their wives, they're the ones that get up early in the morning, do clean it up, haul all stuff out, bring in all the different new stuff. And it starts for these guys. It'll start like next Monday. They'll be out there getting the campground ready. And it's nonstop. You can imagine. So they go out there and they like to have a good time.
Yep.
But they don't want to stay out too late because they know the next morning
they have to be.
Now, with that said, come Sunday morning, there might be some big heads in them campers is what I'm thinking. But.
Well, after empty tank normally gets done, I got to hang out with my friend Matt. And next thing you know, it's 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning.
But it is. And, you know, and that is, it was the same with the group that ran it to start with.
Yeah.
It was, I'm guessing, 10, 12 people. That was the mainstays, just like now. But they worked and worked and worked. Yeah. And then it's the same way with this group. Now, don't get me wrong, our campground does, people volunteer for everything. And, yeah, and you know, they'd have a hard time doing it without them. But it couldn't happen.
You know, you mentioned the committee, and I know that it's the two of you and your wives, but there's also others, too. So let's make sure that we...
Yeah, we'll recognize everybody. So it's Ted and Stacy Heiprink, Jim and Leslie Heiprink, Joe and Kelly Burring, Steve and Julie Ontrop, Riley and Amanda Kramer, and Ted and Angie Woods.
Fantastic. You know, that's six couples that spearhead this, and due to not only their work, but your, you know, leadership, you know, you raise $100,000 to help local needy families. And I just think that's fantastic that you guys can you know, do that and probably have a hell of a good time doing it, too.
It's a lot of fun. And we, you know, as a group, we've really kind of, you know, over the past couple of years, just really became really tight, really close. We've got a lot of good memories that we, you know, just random things that happened at a meeting, at the benefit, to just kind of come together and became really good friends over the last couple of years of doing this.
And it also, it doesn't, you know, it ain't like last week and this week and next week they're busy. They're selling golf cart tickets. They're doing stuff from, you know, they might take a little break for a couple of months here when this is over, but after that, it's all into the next year.
And
it's just nonstop for them.
Yeah, we start as soon as the campground opens. We're driving around every weekend selling golf cart raffle tickets, which are still available. But
and will be that weekend.
They will definitely be available that weekend, and it's more than just a golf cart on the ticket. So we'll just, we got brand new golf cart from Carts and Parts.
All right. You know what? Before we get into what is on those golf cart tickets, let's take a little break.
We're going to do a teaser, Jack.
Hell yeah. And we'll come back and talk about the golf cart giveaway. And then I think that your auction items are freaking awesome this year. So, you know, we'll be back to talk about this right after this.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Klingshern & Sons Trucking in Burkittsville. For over 50 years, Klingshern & Sons Trucking has been providing a safe workplace for their employees and maintains integrity, fairness, and honesty with their customers and business partners. With their dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers, they provide local and long-haul transportation with on-time delivery. Learn more online about Klingshern & Sons and their employment opportunities at klingshernandsons.com. Their phone number is 937-338-5000.
We thank Klingshern & Sons Trucking for supporting the Tribe 107.3.
Support for 107.3 WFRC-LP comes from Hull Brothers Case IH, serving the region for over 125 years. Hull Brothers offers new and used farm equipment, including Case IH and Kubota tractors, along with parts and service. They also carry mowers and outdoor power equipment from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. More information is available at hullbrothers.com or by calling 419-375-2827. We thank Hull Brothers Case IH for supporting community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Assure, the local suicide awareness group, will be having their annual suicide awareness community walk at the Mercer County Fairgrounds on Saturday morning, September 6th from 8:30 to 11 a.m. If you'd like to be part of this great cause, all you need to do is stop by the fairgrounds that day and register. The great part of this walk is that you can walk as much or as little as you want, or you can just come out and socialize. It's more about bringing awareness to what help is available than it is for fundraising. Find details at assuremc.org. All proceeds from the walk will be used to promote suicide prevention and awareness and to support local suicide support and services in our communities and schools. So if you want to show your support for a great cause and get a little exercise in the process, head out to the Mercer County Fairgrounds this Saturday morning, September 6th, from 8:30 to 11 a.m., and join the Suicide Awareness Community Walk presented by Assure, the area suicide support resources.
We're back. Insight. Talking to Jim and Ted Heiprink, Brother Bill, about the Party with a Purpose going on at Rossburg Acres. Not this coming weekend, but next weekend. And we were going to talk about the golf cart tickets, but I don't think we got through all the Saturday schedule.
No,
but let's go to the Saturday schedule.
Yeah, so Saturday we're going to do, we've got, you know, St. Henry One Stop did offer. They're going to do, you know, it's a pre-sale thing, but a pre-order. They're going to, you know, I'll bring out, you know, breakfast pizzas for if you want to order them that morning, and then they donate a proceeds to the Party with a Purpose afterwards. After that, you know, really starting 11 o'clock, you know, we got something new on the venue this, or on the agenda this year. We're going to do a 0.005K on the beach. It's going to be a fantastic race. $20 entry, get a t-shirt, have it, get in and enjoy a dot beverage when you're done, and see who can win the race. It's going to be really, really fun.
It is. This is going to be.
So how far is that? Let's talk about feet. How far is that?
Fall down three times.
What's that?
Fall down three times, you'll be there.
It's right at, it's a little less than 16 feet, isn't it?
Just a smidge over 16
feet. It's a smidge over 16 feet.
We're going to have this right down on the beach, so you can even run it barefoot.
Yeah, though. And you can fall down, you won't get hurt.
It's not a race, it's just, yeah, if you come anytime, get in, have a great time. Just get your friends and just, you know, make it a
cost competition. You $20, you get a t-shirt, you get, what do you get? What else you get?
At the end, there will be a cooler with some adult beverages to rehydrate yourself.
For $20. Think about that.
And
plus, you get in shape.
You can tell your coworkers that
you finished your
you
race.
Ran in a
5K.
5K.
The shirt does just kind of, the zeros are really small on it, so it does look like you ran the Rossburg PWOP 5K.
That is a fantastic idea. And it's just my length.
Yep.
That's perfect.
I think Ted will challenge you yet.
There you go.
And then we're rolling about noon with our kids' games, just, you know, kind of like the festivals. You got the kids' games, you know, like the 4-H tents and stuff put on. We're going to have that going on. It's free. And actually, Rossburg Fire Department's going to bring out their fire truck again, so kids can climb in the truck and see, you know, just climb
kids
on and around the truck. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And then at 2:30, we roll into what we call the Amazing Race. It's, you know, a, we you, you can come in. It's free to do. You sign up with we create the teams and divvy everybody up, kids to teenagers, you know, anybody can join. And then as you just run around the pond and different stations and do these challenges and these games. Could be puzzles, could be, you know, throwing frisbees, obstacles, waterfill challenge. And then you get back, you got to do a word scramble. First team to win, they get money that's been donated by Fort Kent Foam to just, you know, it's a cash prize. Nothing to get in, just something fun to do in the afternoon. Then we do our chicken dinners. We do that at that is pre-sale. We have sold that is sold and done. And
that's
after
sold
that,
out too.
Yep,
that is sold out.
And then after that, we have our it's now called the Wanda Wobble. It's named after Wanda Fredericks, and it's our annual beer and wine walk around the campground. It's a camper crawl where we have a couple stops where you can come around and you get a drink, you get a there's some wine at it, and you just kind of, you get to socialize and hang out and have a good time. And at the end, it's, you know, we deal a poker hand, and the top three poker hands, we're gonna win some money. And that's a $20 entry. And then after that, it really starts to get exciting. Empty Tank comes in, and they just start playing music, and we roll right into wrapping up our silent auction and then get into the live auction.
How cool is it that Empty Tank has been involved in this for how long?
I'm pretty sure when the Kara Seifring benefit started, this year they had a band, it's been Empty Tank since.
Yeah, and they not only kind of scheduled their gigs around this, but they also make a pretty cool.
They aren't even a band anymore. They play maybe two or three times a year. They play our event. They donate themselves in the live auction, and then they will play that event. The only other times they play is if it's for one of their family members wants a live band, or they got some other charity thing that's near and dear to their heart that they'll go play in.
They're very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
They're really good, too. So that's Saturday night?
That's Saturday night. And then just to go back now to our golf cart raffle.
Yep.
So with the raffle ticket, it's brand new golf cart from Cards and Parts. Fort Recovery Lumber donated a really awesome Milwaukee tool package. Chickasaw Garage donated a set of tires with alignment up to $1,100.
Whoa.
And then there's Waymeyers and our committee have bought a real nice glider bench made out of the poly.
Oh, wow.
So with one ticket, you got a shot at one of them prizes. Or three for 50, you got a chance at
Jack.
I'm multiple prizes. I'll take three.
All right.
So, do you have them with you?
We do not, but you write down your number and your name. I'll fill it out for you.
Fantastic.
We'll write Bill on it really big.
Bingo.
Bingo.
Put Jack's name on it, but charge it to Bill.
There we go.
Yeah.
There's one thing I want to win, and that's the Powerball tonight.
Oh, that would be a nice win.
That would be nice.
The bidding would go pretty high on the live auction.
You guys would make a lot of money next week if I hit that.
No, I got my tickets. So the golf cart is given away Saturday evening?
Yeah. Yes. After, also, the band will take a break.
Yep.
We will announce all our raffle bucket winners, silent auction winners, and then we go in to pull in the golf cart winner and the other prizes from that ticket. Then we go roll straight into the main money-making event of the evening. We go into our live auction, and boy, do we got some pretty awesome stuff this year.
Unbelievable items. So, first of all, on the raffle buckets, what are those?
So we got raffle buckets that we put together. Some of it's donations from a lot of boutiques or flower shops, or just, you know, cash donations or anything people bring in. Lottery tickets, you know, jars of honey, or you know, we get race tickets or dragons tickets,
booze baskets,
and we just start putting things together that will we can put in, and you just, you know, for $5 or something, you get some tickets, fill them out, throw them in a bucket. At the end of the night, we're going to draw one winner out of all of those. So if you say, hey, I think this one's really cool. I want to win some Dragons tickets, yeah. Or I want to, you know, there's a kids basket with games and scooters or whatever. We'll put some things together and make these awesome baskets. The girls on the committee do an awesome job putting that, you know, coming up with the stuff and making these awesome raffle buckets.
Fantastic. Okay, now, auction items.
This is
the coolest part of the whole thing, I think. It's just fantastic.
So we've got some awesome ones. We've been starting to really push these and kind of announce them out on our Facebook page. And if you want a trip this year, we've got one. We've got some awesome trips. So we've got a trip to Montana. Was it a week? Four or five days?
Yeah, I think it's Gary Cooper's house. I think you've been there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Gary Cooper's Montana house for a week. From everybody I've talked to that's gone there, they want to go back. Yeah. You can't Airbnb this place. This is, you have to win it at an auction to go to Gary's house.
Plus, just the setting, the view. You're amongst the mountains in western Montana, and it is just absolutely gorgeous there.
Yeah, so that's normally a really good auction item for us. We've also got two Florida trips.
Two different Florida trips.
One's Dan and Teresa Leonard's house, and the other is Kevin Audie, Eric Buescher, and I apologize if you're listening. I can't remember the other one. They got a house down in Florida along the ocean that is just going to be an amazing trip for somebody to go to.
St. Joe.
Yeah. Yes,
the pictures, the pictures look great.
They're
a hell of a place.
Yeah.
And we also got a trip. It's really two trips to Lake Norris, donated by Cole Darling House and Eric Coleman. And it's really 4 nights in season, and then another one would be 4 nights out of season. So
you and Marcy could go there in the wintertime and just snuggle.
Just snuggle
for 4 days, huh? Think about that, yeah.
Like the fireplace.
Sit in the hot tub.
Oh, my God.
And you mentioned empty tanks, so they're gonna do it again. And then we have Browns and Bengals tickets, so you get them fighting against each other.
Yeah.
And we've got somebody who custom made fire pits for us. We had, say, Browns and Bengals on it that we're looking at together. And then we also got Ohio State ticket. So we got great seats for that. A newer one that we got this year is really going to be really cool, really fun, especially someone trying to, with a graduation party coming up or something. But Tony Brown donated a tent. So we got a 20 by 40 tent. We've got a 16-gallon of beer, a roaster of wings, and then DPD Acoustic is going to donate 4 hours of time. So you don't have to do anything. You win this package, you have a party. You just invite your friends.
You've got your party scheduled.
Yeah. Just invite your friends, and you're ready to go.
That's fantastic. That'd
probably be a good time out at the campground if we knew somebody that already had this
conversation. Yep.
That'd be a great idea. So Bill, on an average weekend, how many campers are out at your place?
150. 150 campers.
For this weekend?
100 and, I would say, 80-ish, 180. 180, yeah. I would guess, in that 180, 190 range. She had a call last week, and this group come, but they called and said, we need 14 primitive spots. Primitive. And why do they come? Because they was associated in past with someone that was a recipient. So they come, and you go there on Saturday night, you'll see all kinds of past recipient family members or the recipients. It's just cool as hell. Really. And that's also, I think, you guys could vouch for this. Even some of the donations come.
Yeah, and that's a great point, Bill. There are, some of these people we've helped out, they've now found that a way they can give back again. Yep. They're doing good, strong, and they'll just come to us and say, we want to help out. What can we give?
Yeah.
And
it's great when people know how much it helped, and then they want to turn around and make sure that other people get the help that they got.
Yeah, and you see their family members out there every year, or their friends, and that's the other reason it's just grown to the size it has, is because we've helped over these how many years so many people, and they keep coming back now to say thank you and what can we do. And
like the auction, so they'll have the auction, you know, up on the stage, but the silent auction items they have, many of those, I mean, I'm sure you guys have a hard time picking what's going to be up on the stage at an auction, or what's going to be the silent auction, because there are some tremendous, and you go into the building, they'll have tables set up, and there'll be just be table after table of the things that people have donated that are tremendous.
I think last year we had 17, 18 silent auction items, and some of the stuff doesn't show up until that weekend. Somebody will show up and say, I heard about what you're doing, or we're coming out here to camp, and I want to give you this.
Yep. Yeah, really
and
cool.
So I'll tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break and come back. You know, these things don't happen without some generous people and businesses to donate things. So when we come back, we've got to mention at least some of those when, like, we come back. So we'll be back right after this.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated. As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with providers like Buckeye State Mutual, Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, offering insurance options for vehicles, homes, farms, life, and health. We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Train HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems. Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater, or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wayne IGA in downtown Fort Recovery. Wayne IGA offers a full-service meat counter with fresh-cut steaks, a full-service deli, and a grab-and-go selection of store-made salads, subs, and ready-to-eat meals. You'll also find fresh fruits and vegetables, plus a variety of party trays, including veggie and meat and cheese trays. Stop by for quality meats, fresh produce, and convenient meals made for busy days. Find more at wayneiga.com or call 419-375-2865. Thanks to Wayne IGA for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Fort Recovery Merchants Association is having another great event for us this week. It's Golden Hour, and it'll take place this Thursday evening from 5 to 8 p.m. During this event, just stop at a Simple Touch first to pick up a punch card, then proceed to stop around town at all the places that are on the punch card. Each place has some kind of game, discount, deal, or just a sweet hello going on. Once you're finished with all the punches, just turn in your punch card to your last stop, and you'll be entered into a giveaway from each merchant on the card. It's fun, it's easy, and you can win prizes too, and you'll be sure to find irresistible deals in every store you stop into. So make plans now to be in downtown Fort Recovery this Thursday evening for the Merchant's Golden Hour from 5 to 7 p.m.
We're back. Talking to Jim and Ted Heitbrink, my brother Bill, about my candy-ass brother Bob. Wasn't that what you said, Bill?
Well, he is, because he said he had 101 fever. I mean, what the hell? I mean, people have 101 fevers all the time.
Well, it's going to be 3 more months before we get on that.
So he texts, you know, he says, I don't feel good. He says, I got 101 fever. 101 fever? What the hell? Kids go to school all the time with 101 fever.
Not anymore, they don't.
He's always been not allowed to anymore. He used to get it when thunderstorms would come. He'd climb under the bed. You'd go in there and he'd be under the bed. Bubba, it's a thunderstorm.
Mom and Dad really baby.
Oh, so him and Chester both made me sick.
Well, they were the nicest ones.
Yeah, gave him everything. Go ahead. Don't get me started.
Everything they gave him was left over from three older brothers.
It's crazy.
So we're talking to Jim and and Ted Heibrink about Party with a Purpose. And, you know, you guys have so much going on, so many great things to give. And I just think that it's worth identifying at least some of those businesses and individuals that you make it possible.
Absolutely. And we got to start with Rosberg Acres. I mean, we couldn't do any of this we have to, because, you know, we couldn't do any of this without their generosity and letting us, you know, do what we need to do to make this work.
Yeah, Bert's really nice.
She's awesome.
She can be nice.
She's awesome.
Yes, she can be.
And, you know, some of the other people, Messenger Press, they print all of our signage for us and do a lot to help, you know, all our tickets, everything. They're fantastic. Sockler Concrete, Sunshine Boutique, A&M RV Repair, BU Floral, Gilbert Station, just a couple. I mean, a lot of local businesses that reach out and help us, a lot of local families. Fort Recovery Lumber.
Yeah. It goes on and on.
Yeah. And again, you know, like sitting in this seat and having organizations you like yours, you learn very quickly that the list of companies that don't participate in things is very, very small. You know, I mean, if like they've got a sign out front, chances are they're involved in making things like this possible.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah, that's why you just feel so blessed to be in this area, because a lot of times you can ask for something from a local business or individual and they're like, what's it going for? Sometimes they don't even go that far. Okay, here, this is what we got to give. And they're just, it's a giving area. They know that we're going to be helping families one way or the other, whether it's through them getting cash or their real estate getting paid. Whichever way we go, they just know that their neighbor may be the one getting the help, or one of their customers, or it could be their own family member that is gonna get some help from what we do.
Yep, fantastic. So I tell you what, let's go back and make sure that we touch on all the biggies, because there's a lot that is going on. So it starts Thursday night.
Thursday night, September 11th, Cosmic Bingo, party down at the Berg Bar. Friday, Soup Supper, Kids Punch opens up, Bob's Card Bingo, and it's just a good old-fashioned casino night under the tent. Saturday, we start with some breakfast. There's the new 0.005K race that at least me and Bill will probably be racing each other.
No doubt.
Neck and neck.
Kids games, amazing race. Take a little break, everybody eats some supper. Then we got the Wanda Wobble, aka gambling juice, auction juice. Make sure everybody's ready to start putting that hand up for the live auction. We got empty tank, we got the raffle drawing, we got silent auction, live auction, and then we get through that and it's party from rest of the night. It's everybody under the tent listening to the band and having a good time. I think Bert normally tells us we're supposed to be quiet about midnight, but it normally empty tanks normally quiet about 1:30.
No, she's usually passed out. I gotta watch her, you know. She's got problems. The only thing I would say is like, you know, for the listeners out there, if you don't have anything to do, especially Saturday night, I can't think of a more enjoyable, and I'm not saying this because it's a campground and it's, you know, it's what these guys are doing and stuff. I can't think of a more enjoyable thing to do. Take your wife out to eat supper somewhere and drive out to campground and have yourself a little cooler beer and walk around and go to a campsite where you might know somebody. And the mood that people are in, I mean, it just makes you feel so good about being part of it. I mean, and there's literally hundreds and hundreds of people walking around doing this. Yeah. You know, and that's, they talked about the wine walk and that, you know, and then that's all part of it. But you don't have to, with the auctions are awesome, you don't have to participate in any of that. But if you come out, enjoy the festivities that these guys have put on and see what a wonderful event they've, you know, over the years have started.
It is a hell of a good time.
Yes, it is bring your own beer.
Absolutely.
And if you want to take the wife out for supper out at the campground and you don't have a chicken dinner, we should mention there is Whirling Street Eats.
Yes.
We'll be out there Friday and Saturday. Fizzy Sips will be out there. And we got Buckeye Soft Serve ice cream. So you never go wrong with ice cream.
Fantastic.
And Bill, you mentioned you know, stop by and visit a camper that you know out there. Even if you don't know any of the campers, it will take you 6 minutes before you meet somebody that you didn't know would be out there.
Yeah.
And it's somebody that you work with, or it might be a completely total stranger. There won't be a stranger at the end of the night.
No, it's just a great, great group of people that get together and have a great time for a great cause.
So, the silent auction items, okay, they're going to be located in your main building, correct?
Yes, they'll be in the main building. Clipboard sitting there. Place your bid, fill out the little information on the thing, and then if you win, we'll let you know you're a winner.
Yep.
Highest bidder gets it, so come out bidding strong.
Yeah, and if you want to get on the actual auction, you just got to get a number beforehand, which they make it as easy as you can possibly do to get a number. And then because it, you know, through the years we've learned this is the way to go.
Yeah, we're trying to streamline the process to get it as smooth and as quick as possible to get back to the party.
Yeah. And golf cart tickets.
Golf cart tickets. Up until probably the 10th, you can stop in at Chickasaw Garage, Hemmelgarn's Marathon, Arts Barbershop,
Fort Recovery Lumber,
or out at the campground. Or they'll be under the tent the weekend of the benefit.
Fantastic.
And there will also be a tent, or under the tent, too. If you're a fan of Sasquatches like we've all become, there'll be some different swag out there if you want a hat, sweatshirt, t-shirt. We'll have some of that stuff available while supplies last.
And the hats are good looking. Okay?
Not on you.
Well, I said the hats are.
Yeah.
If by chance the weather isn't the greatest, it doesn't matter. Everything's, we got a lot of area under roof or under tent. And come on out, because that shouldn't stop you.
Yeah, we'll have a good time one way or the other.
For sure.
Guys, am I missing anything?
No, we just want to thank your time for letting us come on the radio tonight with you guys.
I tell you what, it is always a pleasure. I can't tell you how much I admire the group of six couples, I think, that you mentioned that you spearhead this. So often it's tough to find new leaders that will take the responsibility and own it. And, you know, you guys have done that for several years now. So doesn't happen without you guys.
So. Thank you.
Bill, what am I missing?
You didn't miss anything. Like you said, great group of people, great causes. Love to see you come out Saturday night, especially.
Fantastic. So I'll tell you what, Neil, we will take a break and we'll come back. And I think we got Rocker's top 10 list.
Top 10, and he won't tell us what it is.
Oh, for God's sakes. You still do that?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, he can't do it on Facebook anymore. He got tossed.
We might just have to stick around and listen to this.
Oh, yeah. You do want to stick around. We always encourage our guests to stick around.
Was it the hottest four recovery moms that got him kicked off, or which one got him kicked off?
I don't know.
Huh?
Sure was not. The hottest brunettes. Yeah.
Cutest daughters. Craziest thing.
Back in a couple minutes.
Support for the Tribe comes from Winchester Speedway, located 2 miles west of Winchester, Indiana, on State Road 32.
Known as the world's fastest half-mile paved track, Winchester Speedway features sprint car racing and also hosts other events throughout the season, including monster truck shows, Vores Compact Touring Series races, and the Jeffrey Earnhardt Racing Experience. For more information, it's available at winchester-speedway.com or by calling 765-584-9700.
We thank the Winchester Speedway for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Our season-ending event is the 54th Winchester 400 presented by Vohr's Welding and Steel, October 9th through the 12th.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fortsite Fuel in Fort Recovery. You'll find Fortsite Fuel at the corner of Fortsite Street and State Route 49. They're a self-serve fuel station offering top-tier gasoline and ultra-low sulfur diesel. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Their pumps accept all major credit cards. Thanks to Fortsite Fuel for supporting community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Aisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
St. Joe Homecoming Festival is coming up Friday through Sunday, September 5th, 6th, and 7th, with fun for the whole family. There will be a kiddie tent, a gambling tent, and 50-50 drawings and attendance prizes on Saturday and Sunday. Friday night is St. Joe's largest cornhole tournament, with sign-in at 7, tournament starts at 8, and the food and beer stands will be open. Saturday starts with the outdoor mass at 4:30, bring a lawn chair. Then after the mass, the food and beer stands will open, and they'll start serving their almost world-famous chili. The kiddie stands and the gambling stands will open at 6. At 7:30, the amateur horseshoe tournament will start with sign-in starting at 7. Then at 10 o'clock, DJ Wicked Sound will be playing the party music until closing time. Sunday, the food and beer stands will open at 1, and they'll have the Browns and Bengals game on the big screens. At 2 o'clock, you'll have plenty to do, with a beanbag and horseshoe tournaments and the kiddie tractor pulls all starting at 2 o'clock, with sign-in at 1:30 for all of them. At 4 o'clock, their chicken dinners will go on sale, and you can eat there or go through their handy drive-through lane and pick them up. At 5 o'clock, Mike Himmelgarn will be playing live. The festivities will end with a raffle drawing with over $8,000 in prizes being given away. You don't want to miss this year's St. Joe Homecoming Festival, Friday through Sunday, September 5th, 6th, and 7th.
We're back. Hello, Rocker.
Oh, hi, Jack.
I hear you've got a top 10 list.
Yes, this one's been backlogged for quite some time.
Let me ask you a question, Rock.
I got about three.
Rock.
Hold up, my car wash. I got about 3.5 months of these logged in. So.
Oh, my.
Rock.
Yes, sunshine.
I come every day. I look on my Facebook to see where's Rock's top 10 at, and it ain't on there. What happened?
I got booted about a year ago.
What happened? What did you do wrong?
Somebody got butt hurt, and I'm gone. I'm public gas of Swifties.
Somebody turned you in?
What'd you do?
Somebody complained about something he said, and probably wasn't even.
But it wasn't
even bad.
That's a bunch of crap.
And you're right.
Free Rocker.
Yes, free Rocker.
Free Rocker. I don't free know. The Rock. Hey, before we get to your list, okay?
Oh, God.
What I'd really like to know is let's briefly go through a day in the life of Rocker Von Biltman.
Yes.
So, like,
this will get Chuck pissed.
Hey.
What time?
Hey, Rock, leave out calling me because your toilet's plugged up. Leave that part out. All right.
I don't think we have that problem anymore.
Good boy.
Okay, so you wake up at what time in the morning?
It depends on the day.
Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday.
5:30 in the morning.
No, you don't.
What about Friday?
He does not. That's a lie. That's a gross lie.
5:30.
Want to make a bet on it?
Yes. Hey. Call me up next time you wake up, 5:30 in the morning.
Do you really want me to
Yes,
do
I do.
I know he used to get up at 5:30 for breakfast with Bill.
Okay, so, and then you have breakfast. What do you fix yourself for breakfast?
I don't do breakfast. I just do, I make myself coffee.
And that's it?
I get my Fox News in. Sorry, Democrats. Ooh.
So what time do you initially head uptown?
I don't.
You don't hit uptown?
What do you mean you don't? You do too.
You have lunch.
I watch you every day go uptown. But that's a lie.
I usually float in about 10:30.
Thank you very much. And that's your breakfast then?
Lunch usually.
Lunch.
By that time.
He's bought my lunch four straight times, by the way.
When do you work out?
Good one. Terrible.
So, like,
this is why the sports talk takes so long.
What's an average time when you go to sleep at night?
Now, that varies.
I can tell you what he does late night. Rock, we've had this conversation.
Oh, man.
Stay off that phone, you weirdo. God.
This is the greatest top 10 ever.
Unbelievable.
Do we even want to get to
We're just talking. He had a question. Yeah. Answer the question.
I know, and he's...
Oh, yeah,
it all depends on the day.
How about a Saturday night? You still go uptown on Saturdays?
Yes.
Do you close the place down usually?
Oh, it's there anyways. About two people, me, maybe Rick Keller, and maybe from...
Hello. You don't need these details, big
Nothing
boy.
Nothing good happens after midnight, Rob.
Yeah. What happens uptown stays uptown.
He's blushing.
All right, anyways.
All right. What's your top 10
list? How about stoplight? Does that confuse you any anymore? Got stoplight working.
Well, he had a little rant about that a couple of weeks ago, people not using their turn signals.
Well, I just said that because he walked right out in front of me the other day. Absolutely. Didn't look up.
And he didn't have the
turn signal. He just kept walking.
He also didn't wave to me.
What? Or, I beep.
I called you out last week.
That's a one-finger wave when you walk out in front of me there, big boy.
He couldn't wave because he's...
We got to start this radio show again.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yep.
Whatever
days and whatever time of day, it's going to be
just...
Gotta have you and Rocker.
Top 10.
Ready?
Yes, sir.
Top 10 celebrity marriages.
So, let me guess.
Kelsey isn't married yet.
Didn't know. How about who's the girl guy that married the Kardashian?
Kanye West.
No.
Oh. Yeah.
Girl.
Jenner. Bruce
Jenner. Is he on there?
Oh.
Rock? Huh? Rock.
I'm over here. I'm not in Cuba.
Top 10 celebrity marriages.
Number 10, Ted Danson and Mary Steenburgen.
Never heard of her.
She played on Back to the Future 2.
Really?
No.
Yes.
No.
Okay. She was a professor's wife. Her girlfriend, right?
Sure.
I'm right.
What's number 9?
Well, I'm guessing you two clowns will never hear of them. Maggie Gyllenhaal and Peter Sarsgaard.
Pierce was on 007.
Yeah.
Peter Sarsgaard.
Pierce was James Bond.
Not Pierce. No.
Let's move on.
Scotchgard.
He's a guy that...
So you got to admit, that was a piss poor number 9. Go ahead.
That's why it's 9.
Oh, wait, why? So,
they get better. That's what the idea of this operation is.
who are either of those people?
Does it matter? Well, that's why we're moving on.
They're Swedish. That's all we know.
They are celebrities. I've never heard of the Scotchgard guy.
Hey.
Robert Downey Jr., you have heard of him, haven't you? Yeah. Iron Man?
Yes.
And his wife, Salon.
Salon? She got shot. She was a Mexican that got shot. Mexican lady.
That was Selena.
Oh.
She's still with us. Number 7.
Are they still married?
Yes. Or I wouldn't be putting them on there. Number seven, Gloria Emilio Estevan.
What's eight? What's her best hit ever?
She had quite a few.
What's her best?
You know, you can't control yourself.
Okay.
And that's why Karen stopped listening about half an hour ago.
Awesome. Who's Karen?
Carpenter.
Myron.
Yeah.
How about Karen Myron and that basketball thing she does?
That's awesome.
That is awesome. Does anybody ever, you ever give her shout outs for that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's tremendous.
Yeah.
It's Karen Myron. It's unbelievable what she's done.
And you know what? It is almost.
She's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It makes you ashamed.
First off, we started at 10 o'clock tonight.
We didn't do anything. She just
did it.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
Yep.
Okay.
27 kids involved or whatever it was.
That's incredible.
Rock.
Number six, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
At least I've heard
that's a good one. Faith Hill's best song ever. Christmas song. What is it?
Silver Bells?
No, the one where she's...
The one from the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it, Rock? There's no Christmas or something like that. Christmas is bad.
Here we go.
What was it? It was something. It starts downer, doesn't it?
It's a one from...
Here it is. Listen. This is a great song. I never really understood the lyrics.
Where are you, Christmas?
Huh? She's upset, right?
Yeah.
Because she's having a dime in her.
Well, I think this is from the Grinch movie, so.
Yeah.
But then it kind of fits in.
Yeah.
See, because it gets better at the end.
Yep.
Here we go, Rock. This is a great song. This is top three Christmas songs that there is, right behind Bing Crosby, White Christmas.
And King Cole with the Christmas song.
Yeah.
That's Chestnut Roasting.
Yep.
And Jingle Bells.
Where are you? How about that, Rock? Plus, he's kind of hot.
Oh, yeah.
So, is that your top 10?
Thanks. No, thanks for coming,
Rock. You got more to do.
That's only number six.
Yeah.
All right.
Number five, David and Victoria Beckham.
Oh, Beckham. She was one of the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Very good, Bill.
She was.
Thank you very much.
Cajun Spice? Which Spice was she?
Cajun?
She's posh.
Cajun?
Cajun posh. Spice.
No, she wasn't posh.
Yes, she was.
No.
Cajun Spice.
Number four, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker.
No.
I've heard of
Travis Barker. No.
He's an actual drummer.
It don't matter. That shouldn't be number four.
No one's ever heard
of Barker.
Actually, most people within 100 miles have heard of him.
Hey, Nick, give me what band do you play in?
He's had quite a few bands.
So he must not be very good. He just keeps getting tossed by night.
Go ahead.
Oh, fly by you, you little purple. Number three, I know you've heard of this guy. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson.
Yeah.
Well, but she never really did anything.
She married Tom Hanks.
She played in some movies that he was in.
She played in, when she's telling the story about when Harry met Sally.
No,
the other one. She's got mail.
Meg Ryan.
Sleepless in Seattle.
That's it.
Yep.
She's telling a story about the movie.
Yeah. Yep.
That's her. Yeah. Okay.
I've seen it. That was one of my favorite. And
I like that movie.
That's a great soundtrack, too.
Number two.
He's kind of a liberal nut.
Yeah, he's nuts.
But that's all right.
Number two, Garth Brooks and Trish Yearwood.
He's another liberal nut.
Yeah.
Trish Yearwood. I'm a fan. What's her best song ever? What'd you just do?
I got a little hair on my
face. He does have hair on.
Those are nose hairs.
Sorry.
Do we want to do number one? Get this.
Yeah,
out of the
yeah.
Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn.
Oh, I like
Goldie
that.
Hawn has more jello in her face. You seen her lately?
Yes.
That is gross.
Bad.
I liked her. I always liked her. Who's her daughter? Famous.
Kate Hudson.
Yes. Kate Hudson. All right.
Let's just put it this way. I'd let her do happy things to me backwards.
Whoa.
Whoa. Uh-oh.
We'll never be on FM.
FM or not. Huh?
You can't say that. Nobody's listening anyways.
Well, they won't be now.
Anymore. It's like Bob Uecker. Nobody's listening.
Bob Uecker. Bob's still alive.
Hard as a carp.
So who was number three? Who's a number three?
Kanye West.
Kanye, that was a bad one.
Bob Barker.
He blowed up on Kanye West.
Who was number two? Bob Barker.
That was Courtney
West. Courtney Barker.
Courtney Kardashian.
She's
and
Barker
Bob
now,
Barker.
I guess.
Whoa.
All right. You did good, buddy. That's a good top 10. One of your best ever.
I got a bone to pick with you.
Uh-oh.
Let's hear it.
For the umpteenth year, I'm still waiting for this Christmas album you're going to put out.
Please don't.
This year. This for the gala.
Yep.
Bill's I've been working on it. I've been using Neil's studio.
Bill's classic Christmas hits.
Yep.
Memi Malikimaka.
Melly.
What was the... How'd you end the one show that one year?
Can you something about headsets.
Can you say that?
No.
No.
No. We're already these three more months in
these
in
headphones
limbo now.
Are shot to...
That was bad, Rock.
Yep.
So, Rocker?
Hey, but there's people who wanted to make t-shirts out of that saying.
Yeah, well, why didn't they?
To put in their ears.
Yeah.
Rocker, that was awesome.
Good job, buddy.
And the fact you have 3.5 months worth of those build up.
Yes. So I got quite a few more to go.
It just gives me hope for the future.
Does it get better?
Yeah, they have to.
We should just have a Rocker Top 10 night.
Yeah.
Yep. And then just get them suckers out of the way. Just go for it, Rock.
At this rate, we could do three an hour.
Yeah, it has been kind of slow, hasn't it?
And you got to throw that Scotchgard guy in there.
You have bought me dinner like four straight times.
Yes.
And that's not going to happen. I'm next to you. I'm doing what?
No chance.
No chance.
I haven't seen you since the Kennedy administration since.
He's trying to bribe you into breakfast Bert. With Bill.
Blame Bert. It's called Blame dishes. Bert. Laundry. Folding clothes.
But you're good for retiring.
Tuesday's laundry day. Wednesday, he has to tend to the garden. Thursday, something else.
Tipping cows.
Tipping cows.
Wow.
B, who's on Sports Talk tonight?
I think we got Amy Faka and Jill Schneider.
Yep. Fantastic.
Athletic director
and the
athletic trainer.
Athletic trainer.
And it's the same, they had to follow this.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So everybody, stay tuned for your 8:15 Sports Talk.
It won't be that early.
Well,
right after this.
Rock, you did go.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.